Welcome back to Pitchside.
In partnership with our favourite people in the world.
Super Six.
Almost 8,000 members in our Pitchside Middle League right now. It's pretty crazy.
Almost, but not.
No. So what do they need to do, Tom?
They need to sign up using our link or use the code PTCHS6. It's completely free to play. You can win how much money, Theodore?
$250,000. For free, if you just correctly guess all six results. Now, Tom, joined by Henry, making his debut on the show. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You've had a rosser today.
Yeah.
It's not been great. We're recording this just after Liverpool Spurs, and we may as well touch on Liverpool Spurs because it's fresh in our minds.
War a game.
I'm so happy that Richarlison got his first league goal, celebrated by doing chicken, got a yellow card, and lost the game.
It was actually mad that they still managed to Spurs it.
They, fair play for getting back into the game, 3-3, and they still lost.
One question on that, right? Can't even speak. One question on that.
Can't spike.
How many Spursy moments have we had this season? Yeah. That has got to top it off.
That right there sums up what's happened to you lot this season.
3-0 down at Anfield, and I said before
we
did the stream.
Yeah,
something always at Anfield goes against us, and Lucas Moura, the bonehead bozo,
does that.
Terrible.
He's had a rotter. Look, 3-0 down in 40 minutes, no excuse, and that's coming from an Arsenal fan. No excuse at all. It's not just that though. You got into it. Yes, you could say Spurs got unlucky. They hit the woodwork three times, but I think two of them were actually offside. So I don't know if that's a bit...
I thought only one was offside.
Was it only one of them offside? Well, either way,
The left-footed curler was offside from some, but the other two were onside.
Was it?
No, Romero.
Oh, yeah, Romero.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. So, yes, there's only one.
I would actually argue the case that I actually think you lot deserved a draw.
We should have won the game.
Or possibly a win.
We should have won that.
I think other than, to be fair though, I'm trying to think, but saying that, Liverpool didn't create that many clear-cut chances.
No, they didn't.
When they went 3-0 up, it was kind of like, well, we've got 3 points here.
Yeah, they probably could have, if they would have gone for the kill. Because the first half hour, you were terrible, but then the rest of the game, I thought you played well.
I think, who do you give credit? Do you give credit to Ryan Mason or do you give credit to the players for, because coming back from 3-0 down to level it, yes, you lost the game, but coming back from 3-0 down to level it is no easy feat, especially at Anfield, do you know what I mean? Like, That is something impressive in itself.
You got to give him credit. He made this. He brought on Richarlison, which was his sub. We didn't, just completely capitulate and concede 4, 5, 6 like we did at Newcastle. We went 2-0 down to Man United. We had a bit of fight to come back in. I mean, I don't think Mason should get the job by any stretch of the imagination, but there's signs there to say that we've got a bit of fight in us. Why didn't we show this under Conte?
Yeah.
We went 2-0 down and we just laid down.
You could argue that under Conte, you wouldn't have gone 3-0 down.
I don't think you can defend these defenders. They're that bad.
Were you lucky to be playing with 11 men? Skip.
Yeah, he should have got sent off.
On another day, it's a red card.
The fact that it's not even gone VAR.
Yeah, it was really strange.
It was strange. Why?
Obviously, we don't have the commentary on in here, so I'm not sure if there was a foul before. So the player was technically dead. I don't know. I don't really know.
To be honest, any other league in the world, that's a red card.
Oh, it's just...
Yeah, and you're a Spurs fan as well. Like,
for me, it was only a yellow card.
But then the Jota one as well was a
yeah, Jota got booked. Now, the Jota one, it's dangerous foul play. I know he's not meant to boot him in the head, but he has.
Intent doesn't matter though anymore, does
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like I feel like there should have been two red cards.
How was that one yellow though, and skip one wasn't even looked at?
Yeah,
it just don't make sense.
No consistency.
This is what everyone's issue is, isn't it? It's just constant inconsistency and just like what are the rules then if that's not a red but it's a yellow but then the skip one isn't anything? I don't know what dangerous play
the whole thing they don't want it to be interfere as much, or they can only interfere on certain things. Like, what is the point of it if they're not correcting decisions like that?
He obviously didn't see the skip on, which we didn't see it either at the time. It was only Diaz's reaction. We thought, oh, something might have gone on there.
But
that's the whole point of VAR.
They should contact the ref and say, look, there's been dangerous foul play because they did it for Diaz.
Let me ask you this. Do you think if, I know he hasn't, and he was, thank God he was okay, but if, it was Diaz, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If Diaz had snapped his leg in half, are they pulling it back? Are they checking the VAR?
I don't know, but it's like little ones, like the skip one, the one he got kicked second half. But Mane got sent off for that like a few seasons ago against Edison. He didn't mean he was going for the wall, but it's dangerous high foot. So where, unless the rules change, and I'm not aware of it with high, well,
that's,
high boot.
That's the thing. They're not clear of what's clear and obvious, are they? I know it's like, no pun intended, but one minute you 2 foot someone and it's not even looked at. And the next minute you sneeze on someone, it's a red card.
But even the Jota one, they didn't look at it. I don't think.
Well, no, because
the ref's giving him a yellow card.
No, no, but the ref gave him a yellow, so they can't do anything else.
But that's a stupid rule.
Yeah, I agree. I even think little things like, if you can clearly see, like,
it's a corner, or if it's not a corner.
Yeah, and they can just go, no, actually, it's a corner. That can't slow the game down that much. No. Like, I'm not talking...
because they take so long to look at it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, like, how many times do you see one replay and you go, oh, yeah, that's a corner, but they take fucking 30.
It's ironic, isn't it? The only consistent thing about VAR is the inconsistency.
Yes. Well, that was...
That is, like we did there.
Thanks, man. We have to touch on Liverpool because they did obviously end up winning the game. You could have said they almost bottled it until Lucas Moura gave Jota a good goal.
No, they didn't do an Arsenal this week. Yeah.
You're Tottenham.
We're still shameless.
Could Liverpool squeeze top four?
No,
it's done.
Not. I mean, Liverpool may win every game at the end of the season.
Unless a catastrophe happens.
But I don't even think that would be enough.
I think out of the two, it'd be Man United to slip up.
Do you think?
I think they're just scoring for fun. If it's not Isak, it's Wilson. If it's not Wilson, it's Murphy. If it's not Murphy, it's Joelinton. They've got so... And let's be honest, none of these players are world beaters, but they're just playing for Eddie Howe and they're performing. What did they score? 6 against Tottenham, 3 today.
Wilson didn't even start and he scored a brace. Exactly. And he had a goal disallowed.
Exactly. Yeah, and I know there's a lot of talk on comparing to other players, but he's doing his job. Mm. And I hate that phrase that Roy Keane says, but he's putting the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah,
I think Man United, what do they win? 1-0 today. We don't, you know...
But they're, to be fair, United are Newcastle playing Southampton. No disrespect to them. But
Southampton got a point at Tottenham and a point at the Emirates.
Yeah, very true. Very true. And actually, for a lot of the game, were in the game until they brought on Callum Wilson, really. But United were facing a good Villa. They were facing a good Villa.
Yeah, I don't think either slip. I think that's probably, other than relegation, that's probably the most exciting battle, third and fourth.
I feel like the league has been divided into like a few little mini battles. Mm,
very little segments, isn't it?
Yeah. But
even Europa's up for grabs, really.
Yeah. I know you lot are going to say, like, no, Arsenal's still out of it, but they're not still out of it. They are still in with a chance of winning the league, which is a fact. It is a fact. Laugh all you want.
It's
a fact. Also, put some oil on your chair. You're squeaking to do my nutting. The league's been split into first and second, City and Arsenal.
Yep.
A battle which could go down to the wire. Third and fourth, Newcastle, Man United. Mm-hmm. A battle that could go down to the wire. And then you've got these dodgy ones of fifth, sixth and seventh of Liverpool. Spurs are still in it. Villa. Brighton.
Brentford.
And then that's like fifth to ninth. And then you've got Fulham, Palace, Chelsea, Bournemouth for a level on points.
Can Chelsea still get relegated?
They
have to lose every game. Can they go down?
Yeah, they're only 3 points. They're 10 points off Leicester.
But
10!
But fourth bottom isn't going to get 40 points.
Yeah, it's true. I think the relegation, I think the three teams that are down there, Leicester, Everton.
See, Chelsea.
I think they'll be the three to go.
Oh, Leeds just keep losing and conceding goals, man. Keep like.
You know who their last game at home is?
You, innit? Yeah.
City.
Precisely. Oh. We are Robin Hood.
But look, in the defence of Leicester and Everton, if they both win their next games, their Forest and Leeds drop into the bottom three.
Leeds will stay up.
You think?
Leicester will go.
Ooh.
And Madison will go.
Newcastle.
Or Spurs. I think Leeds will, they've got a few games still at home and I think they can just, I don't know. I feel like there's more chance. Leicester are just strange at the moment. You know, they're too good to be in a relegation fight.
But you could say that with Everton as well.
Yeah, but Everton have no firepower.
Everton don't have a good team, though, like Leicester do.
It's a weird one because...
You're only saying that because it's Everton.
Yeah, but you could be honest.
To be fair, they beat you at home this season, didn't they?
You know when Newcastle went down? And if, no team's too big to go down. Like Newcastle, A, should never been at that point in the first place. But Newcastle
went down
in the
twice.
West Ham went down with 42 points.
Well, Newcastle, them in the championship, weird, dodgy. Too dodgy. Everton in the Championship wouldn't make sense.
With their new stadium as well.
Everton in the Championship is weird.
Do you reckon they'd struggle down there? I don't think they'd come straight back up.
Yeah, I agree. I think if Everton go Championship, They got a... No, but they could.
No, because you've got to remember that they're going to attract all the best players.
I know, but do you reckon they have, like, because the problem we had when we went down, when we didn't expect to, no one had, like, relegation clauses in the contracts because we were never near it.
I doubt players in Everton don't have relegation clauses.
Yeah, some but players. You went, I reckon the recent players will.
Yeah, but like, there might be some there who.
That you'd go, I'd take him right now.
Pickford.
What, for who? For who?
Okay,
Everton.
So, let's say you're Brentford, mid table.
Yeah.
Right.
Tarkowski.
Calvert Lewin.
Cody.
Calvert Lewin.
Calvert-Lewin?
Onana.
You take him at Brentford.
Calvert-Lewin is awful. No.
Onana.
Yeah. Onana's good.
Okay, though. Onana's one.
Connor Cody.
Tarkowski at Brentford.
You take Tarkowski.
Okay, as a squad player.
Iwobi.
Yeah, Iwobi.
Iwobi.
No, Iwobi's good.
He's transformed in his new position.
Yeah.
I think the interesting thing about this season is that, you know, normally the bottom three that go down are sort of expected. It's normally like either the three that come up or the ones that have just scraped. You know what I'm saying?
That's actually not true. In the last...
But if you look at the season...
In like the last 10 years, other than Norwich, every team who's won the championship stayed up.
But okay, you know what I'm saying. You can always predict the ones that go down. I don't think anyone at the start of the season would have predicted Leicester or Everton to be in the position they're in right now.
I think Everton were.
Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by our friends over at BetterHelp. Now, have you ever questioned yourself about how much time you're spending on your own versus how much time you're spending with other people? Sometimes you can be stretched too thin. It's very easy to get caught up in what other people need from you rather than just taking a bit of time to yourself and thinking to yourself, what do I actually want to do or need to do for me? And that's where therapy can come in to help you. You know, it can give you the tools to help balance your life so you can keep supporting your others without leaving yourself behind. For many people, it can help empower you to become a better person of yourself. I know many friends of mine who have been in therapy and it's really helped them for the best. You can be matched with a licensed therapist very, very quickly online, so you don't have to leave the comfort of your own home. So it takes away stresses that you might have elsewhere. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with said licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime you want for no additional charge, you know, because the first one you meet you might just not click with. So to find more balance with BetterHelp, simply visit betterhelp.com/pitch to get yourself 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, help.com/pitch to get yourself 10% off your first month.
Everton, the biggest team to ever go down?
Probably.
Well, not Newcastle.
No.
Newcastle won a trophy in 1960.
You think Newcastle are a bigger club than Everton?
No comment, man. No comment.
Everton have won
relegation.
Hang on. No. We're going through this. Are you joking?
Pandora's box has been opened.
Everton have won like five league titles.
Answer the question. Who's a bigger club, Everton or Newcastle?
Newcastle.
In what world?
Explain how. I'll tell you why they're not. Everton have got more trophies. Your whole shtick is, well, they need a club legend who people know. Well, they've got plenty. They've won way more trophies, more fans.
Who's their legend? Leighton Baines?
Wayne Rooney?
Tim Cahill?
Tim Cahill? He's not an Everton legend.
Tim Cahill?
What?
Mikel Arteta?
He abandoned them, man.
Landon Donovan.
What? He was there for like 3 years.
Mate.
Leon Osman.
Were like the best team in the country during
Tim
the 80s.
Tim Howard is an Everton legend.
You got to remember, Everton were finishing... They finished top four.
They got in the Champions League with David Moyes.
Was it fifth?
With Louis Sahar up front.
Yeah, but we almost did it with Alan Pardew.
Yeah, years ago, it used to be the big five. It was Tottenham, Arsenal, Everton, Liverpool and United. That was the big five.
It was never a big five.
It was the 80s and 90s.
Everton were in it.
Before Sky bought the Premier League, or the rights, it was called the big five.
No.
Everton were huge.
Oh,
huge
sorry,
club.
I thought you meant when Everton got Champions League. Ignore
no,
me.
No, like before.
They were up and amongst it. I don't
think it was what, called
Everton dominated England for like multiple years.
You're forgetting as well.
Everton and Liverpool.
Everton and Arsenal, the only two teams never to be relegated.
Yeah, they won the FA Cup in 95.
Anyway, you haven't answered the question. Why are Newcastle a bigger club than Everton?
Because you got Qatar.
No, because we've got Isaac, man.
Go on.
We've got flags.
No, come on.
Realistically, right?
You're not even bigger than Villa.
So, like, of course, like, Everton...
No, he thinks they are.
You're not bigger than Villa.
Oh, we're bigger than Villa.
You're not even...
Why?
Villa are arguably bigger than Everton.
Everton, yeah, whatever.
Villa won a Champions League.
Oh, right, name me a player from that team.
Why does that matter?
It matters because you just listen off stats.
Okay.
For me, right, I judge the size of a team on more than whatever they've achieved, like, back in the 1800s
that's part of being a big club, having history.
In your judgment, I judge a big club...
How many league titles have Newcastle won?
Yeah, but we got more fans with tops off than that.
You haven't won a trophy since 1969.
No, what I view as
coming from
is,
a Tottenham fan.
Right, you could take Leighton Orient and give them 20 Premier Leagues, but ultimately, if they're not, that doesn't make them, in my eyes, a big club. They've a successful club, what? Yes. They've been successful.
If they won the Premier League, then that's the start. Then if you're saying they win 20, by the time of the 20th, they will have become a way bigger club than Newcastle.
For me, your team, if you're big, you have heritage in your club, your worldwide spread, your support, your fan base.
Where's Newcastle?
That's what makes a club big.
Where's Newcastle?
So what's yours?
You can buy.
Other than Shearer, where's yours?
And who's the guy with that? I'd love it if we beat them.
Keegan.
Who's
not even a Newcastle legend?
He's
Santiago,
love it if we beat them.
Nunes. Sir Bobby Robson, man.
He's not a Newcastle legend.
Mate, what he created, a Newcastle.
What did he create?
He took us from relegation when Alan Shearer was on the way out the door. And he took us all the way to the top again.
Jermaine Jennings is a Newcastle legend.
No, to be fair, like,
he's a Barcelona legend. Mate, he didn't make his name at Newcastle.
I'm not saying he made his name at Newcastle, but he made a massive... Yeah, he made a massive name.
No, he didn't make you massive.
Yes. Mate, you mental. He took us from relegation and Alan Shearer was like, right, bye-bye, lads. And he took us, he gave belief to an entire region.
When Robson was in charge of you. When Robson took charge of you, 3 years, 4 years prior, you were in a title race.
Your last league title win
was in a relegation race as he took over.
1926.
Listen to what I'm saying.
There's been a world war since the last time you won a league title. Your last FA Cup win was 54. Right, let me finish. Your last English Super Cup was 1909, and you won the Intercity Cup in
1909. Intercity Cup, that was a good one.
But you did get into the Intercity Cup.
Jesus Christ on a bike.
You still haven't answered the question.
You've got the one that we won in Saudi Arabia this preseason.
What, the Norwich Hospital Cup?
You still haven't answered why Newcastle are a bigger club than Everton.
Are you even... I'm not even taking the piss now. I'm not even taking the piss. Are you bigger than Sunderland?
Oh, mate, that
I'm being serious.
Yes.
Why? They still sell out League One and Championship.
Do they fuck sell out? Are you having me on? Their crowd disappeared as soon as they rang it.
Right, if the Qataris weren't at Newcastle right now, you'd still be in a relegation battle.
No, you are.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, we're in a relegation battle, but still packing out the stadium like we always have. Sunderland's fans abandoned them the second
if
they went down.
If you only known in Newcastle.
The second they went down, they went
out. If I went down into Tibet Airport in Taiwan or wherever it is and said, do you know a Newcastle? They're going to say, what's that? A book.
Where? Tibet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know Sunderland, do they?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
The likes of Phillips player.
They would know Sunderland because of Netflix.
Niall Quinn.
No. Phillips.
Niall Quinn.
Craig Gardner.
Hang on. Let's let him answer. Explain why Newcastle are a bigger club than Everton.
No, the Everton one's a trickier one to fight. That one's more out of pride.
Villa?
No, Villa. We've been over Villa, man. People are sick of this. I'm telling you, it's just because someone won something
Sunderland
have won more league titles than
you. Answer
the question.
How big your club is.
Answer the question. Why are you bigger than Villa?
Sunderland have won more trophies than Newcastle.
Fans.
Well, they've got more, so next.
Nah, I disagree.
Hang on.
No, it's factually...
Okay, right.
Oh, God.
Newcastle.
Wait.
Villa are way bigger than Newcastle.
Sunderland have won more trophies and won an FA Cup more recently than you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Actually, Wigan as well. They're bigger than Newcastle.
Cheesy chip for £1. Sunderland's a massive club.
No, Wigan won an FA Cup recently.
Yeah. Walgreens on fire.
No, right. If you want, because by that logic, right, you could go into the smallest club, you could buy them a few trophies, we'll get in the place, and all of a sudden they're a bigger team than people who have been.
Okay, one question only. What is the aim of elite sport? To win.
Yeah. So they're a successful club. They're a successful club. Doesn't mean they're a big club.
Manchester City or Arsenal?
Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's my point. The size of a club isn't only based on trophies. Okay. That isn't what we're saying, but it's a major part of it.
So can Man City ever be bigger than Man United?
Stop.
Can Man City ever be bigger than Man United?
Oh my God.
Answer. Can Man City ever be a bigger club than Man United?
Possibly, but unlikely.
If they keep winning trophies, yeah.
Possibly, but unlikely.
Okay.
No, because... Oh, my God, this is so frustrating because this is the whole point. The reason trophies are so important is because when clubs get successful, then kids growing up then start to follow them, so the fan base expands, they get bigger, and that's how you become a big worldwide club. That's why Spurs are like the fourth or fifth biggest club in England, but they don't win anything.
It's generational success.
Yes.
Who's bigger club, Tottenham?
And you have fuck all success.
Tottenham or City.
And yet we still have one of the biggest and best fan bases.
No,
Newcastle.
Everyone in your city.
Only in Newcastle. No one knows you down in fucking Cornwall.
Oh, let's not lie, lads.
Villa, Everton, worldwide are way bigger.
And I will say this, Newcastle's biggest success was genuinely appearing in goal.
Honestly, every time I go on holiday, I walk down the street and see people with a John Carew Aston Villa t-shirt on. I can't get away from it.
And I'm going to say something right now. The biggest regret in Alan Shearer's career was going back to Newcastle.
If Alan Shearer
would have gone to Manchester United, he would have gone down one of the greatest players Premier League's ever seen.
Yeah. And he chose Newcastle. Oh my God.
You're not even bigger than West Ham. Here we go. So I have got, I'm here. So we've got English teams. So they rank it all from like followers, everything. Popularity, basically.
Followers, Jesus Christ.
Hang on. So they reckon, stop. So they reckon, yeah, that's a big thing.
Okay, so what's Ronaldo's team? Yeah, they're huge, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
The biggest,
they are
just because
of
Instagram followers.
Ronaldo's brought more eyes to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, because I don't know if you noticed that part of the world. There's like millions and millions of people.
Okay, they have more followers than Man United.
Ronaldo's bigger than Newcastle on his own.
That isn't what I'm saying.
I'm just saying if it's taken into account social media, we didn't even have a social media team under Mike Ashley for the last 10 years because you didn't want to pay them.
Ronaldo made Al Nassr like a way bigger club.
Yeah, but if we're going to talk about PR teams, but our PR team were two people in a cloakroom. We didn't have the PR team. You're comparing us against clubs who have invested into PR. Newcastle under Mike Ashley, any job that wasn't needed, we didn't invest in.
What does it sound like? Excuses.
It's reasons to your silly argument.
No.
Silly?
So this is data used with like...
science and shit.
Oh, someone has the most Twitter followers.
No, it's not just that though.
If it's coming into the argument though...
Growing data.
So you're not even like, mate, Villa, Everton, Southampton, West Ham above you.
Okay, so you're saying, honestly, you believe Southampton's a bigger team than Newcastle?
No, I don't think they're a bigger club than you.
So that shows that there's problems with your list.
Oh my God, you keep using, I'll say one thing and then you go, oh, so that's the only thing that makes a club
bigger? What about
Leeds? Newcastle.
On that list, if you agree that one of the teams above Newcastle on that list aren't bigger than Newcastle, let me finish. That shows that list is therefore possibly flawed on the other teams as well.
I'm saying it's one part of the argument.
All I keep hearing, you haven't even got more worldwide fans than Southampton. All I keep hearing is Newcastle are going to replace Spurs in the top six. In what world? Why and how? We've got twice, three times, maybe five times the following, more trophies, and we're a bigger club. So how are they going to replace us in the top six? We're in the top six because we won the six most amount of trophies in the country.
You think in top six, like in the table, yes. You're talking about?
Newcastle are not going to replace Tottenham Big Six. Because you wouldn't be where you are without Qatari money. How many European trophies have you won? You haven't won a European trophy.
Mate, talking about six, we put six past you.
There's been a world war more recently.
Two points. I think Newcastle might have already replaced Spurs in the top
six. Of course we have.
It's been a world war the last more recently.
Oh my God, mate. You're going to be bottom half of the table.
Spurs might finish seventh.
When Levy goes,
technically
that is a fact.
Right, Newcastle haven't won anything in, for 60
Forest,
years.
Forest are bigger than Newcastle.
Mate, do you know what's mental? One season from relegation with a little bit of investment, we came closer to a trophy than you have in recent years. We came just as close as you in recent years.
Don't get me wrong,
the next 10 years are going to be way more successful for Newcastle than they are for
Spurs. Because they're putting more money in. We have a lower net spend than fucking Burnley.
Yeah, but also that's just how football works now.
You've got a sheik that's worth more than the bloody country.
You're acting like we spent all this money. Nottingham Forest have spent more than us, mate.
Right?
So how's it all? We just invested in the Premier League for 20 years. You went and spent 60 million quid on an eagle.
He spent 70 million on Petek Ivan Toney in Isak.
You're going to be a mid-table team next year. What do you mean?
You've been mid-table for the last 30 years.
Yeah, and we've already surpassed you.
Wait, how many times have you made Champions League? Never.
Ask me in a few months.
I saw something.
We're in the Champions League, and you're dusting about Europe at tiny little Romanian clubs.
What's wrong with little Romanian clubs?
Oh, no, they're all right. It's not Champions League, though, is it?
Bucharest, I'll have you know. I've won a Champions League. They're bigger than you and all.
Oh, jeezy.
Okay, jeezy peeps and all that. So, end of the day, Newcastle are going to finish top four, and Spurs will finish seventh.
We'll probably finish ninth. But we're still bigger than Newcastle. Come on, Tom. Who's bigger, Tottenham or Newcastle?
Oh, yeah, Spurs are bigger.
Yeah, Spurs are bigger. By the next 10 years, Newcastle are going to be very successful.
Yeah, because they've got billions and billions. We've got Daniel Levy.
It's such a poor excuse. £500,000
pay rise. And the biggest thing we've had in the stadium the last 30 years is Beyonce.
It's so poor blaming on money.
Like, but we don't spend anything. Job.
No, because it's our success isn't down to money. You I just feel like shit.
It is.
You just aren't very good.
You spent 270 million in two windows.
I think
what's happening here is Henry's angry at Levy and taking out on little Lewis in the corner.
Okay, Newcastle are only where they are because of money.
Man City.
Precisely. But Tottenham have heritage.
Okay, so Newcastle went on one of our biggest streaks last season after having one January window when we bought Trippier.
Signing.
Yeah, then Dan Byrne.
Signing.
Dan Byrne. No, at the time when we signed Dan Byrne, it's like, oh, yeah, he's okay.
But he's a Premier League.
I did call it.
He's a Premier League proven player.
We didn't make these amazing signings after years of no investment. And we went on with those signings alone, an unbelievable season where no team has ever survived without a win. At the point that we were, and no team had ever survived relegation, we went to top half.
Because you spent money. Oh, you spent £70 million on fucking Isak.
To be fair,
Spurs have spent quite a bit in the last few years.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. But I just said a second ago, they've got good scouting. We don't. Levy gives himself a pay rise for no reason.
So
the only bad sign they've made is that who's a New Zealand guy that's gone to Forest?
Chris Wood.
Is the only bad sign he's made under the Qataris.
Big up Chris
Wood. Are you saying Spurs should look at the way Newcastle and Brighton and Arsenal conduct
emulate
business.
That.
Okay, so
It doesn't make them a bigger club because they've got a better transfer market. Brighton have got a better transfer market.
No one's saying Spurs are bigger. Newcastle bigger than Spurs.
It is. No, I'm not saying that.
You were saying that.
You just said about going top four.
We're going to be replacing your top six. We already have.
We went to the San Siro of Peter Crouch up front and beat Milan.
No, yeah, yeah.
And that shit doesn't go unnoticed.
You can keep watching the memory montage.
Let's not talk about that. I don't remember that game.
You can keep watching like the classics of 2008 season whilst we're playing in the top in the Champions League, mate. It's fine.
To be fair, we probably made a DVD on it.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what happened there.
Not now, not ever. Yeah, we sidetracked a bit there, but Louis fucking great, me man. I just want to punch his... No, don't really. But...
Here's one for you lot. Now, this is the first time we're recording since Arsenal got dicked down by Manchester City. 4-1 was the final score.
It was embarrassing.
It weren't great.
I'd love to see it.
It was arguably inevitable. Now, I'm getting a lot of shit online.
You deserve it.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
Okay, what are you getting
Arsenal,
shit for?
You've been saying every week, oh my God, we're actually going to win the league. We're doing it. We're winning it.
Yeah, we actually still might. Everyone keeps saying Arsenal have bottled it, but it's actually not the case. What's happened is, we might have bottled a couple of games. We didn't lose them. But we haven't bottled the league because you're forgetting that this Manchester City side might be the greatest footballing side to ever have graced the Premier League. Okay, now, we're the only team who has actually gone toe-to-toe with them this season.
But you were 8 points clear, played a relegation bottom of the league, Southampton, which you dropped points. You dropped points to the bottom of the league, Everton.
But there are so many teams in the past that have been like 14 points.
When it comes down to crunch
Liverpool.
Time, when it comes down to crunch time, Arteta has history of bottling it. Last year, top four. All you had to do was get a point at our ground and you folded like a deck chair.
Won an FA Cup though.
They lost to Newcastle.
You lost to Olympiacos at home in the Europa League this year. All I keep hearing is bigger fish to fry. I'm waiting to see this piranha.
You're forgetting as well that no one expected Arsenal to even finish top six this season. We've got the youngest team in the Premier League. The fact all we've done this season is overachieved.
No, okay.
and you want to hate on the youngest team. An inexperienced side in the Premier League. You've gone toe to toe with arguably the best Premier League side
but
ever
if you
to
had
have graced the Premier League.
Would you have won that league?
What I'm saying is you keep calling Arsenal bottle jobs, but actually what you should be saying is, wow, what an impressive season they've had.
All I'm saying is if you took that point in the season and blanked out the names and just showed like this team's this many points ahead with this many games left and these are the teams and this is how it ended
Lewis,
up, you'd say that
life
team's bottled it.
Like that, mate. You can't just blank out the names.
But that is what happened.
No, but you're forgetting that Arsenal are an inexperienced side. So at some point they were going to drop points. It's just so happened that they've dropped points in a very vital part of the league.
I don't look at it just the season. I look at the cups as well. Okay, you lost at home to Brighton.
We went out of Europe smartly to try and concentrate on the league.
Jesus Christ. You lost at home to Brighton in the League Cup.
Yeah,
Man City, fair enough.
Is that embarrassing?
Let's go to before that. Arteta, you lost at home to Olympiacos. Arteta's reign, when it comes down to crunch time, he just folds.
So, hang on, I'm confused. Are you saying Arteta's not a good manager?
I'm not saying he's not a good manager. I just think when it comes down to crunch time, he bottles it. And there's evidence to back that up. The style of football you play, right? You've been probably the best team to watch in the league this year. So he's a good manager. He just lacks that experience when it comes down to crunch time. Pep's got that experience. Because when Man City go to the last 15 games, I think they've lost three of their last 40 games when it comes down to crunch time. Look at them this season, winning against today against Fulham. That's a great result for them. Now they go against West Ham. If they beat West Ham, they're 4 points clear. Meanwhile, you lot, three goals at home to Southampton. Theo Walcott, who's what, 33?
Some boy.
Yeah, some boy.
Everton away. Liverpool away. West Ham away. That's crunch time. That's where you need someone on the pitch to galvanise and say, we're not losing. That's where you need a Vieira, a King, a Gerrard.
But we were in the process of rebuilding. You know,
okay, what's the aim of a process?
Huh?
What is the aim of a process? To win a league title?
Yeah, and think
So you're 4 years into the process in November and have won an FA Cup that he won in his first season.
But how quick are you expecting him to win the league?
Okay, Jurgen Klopp do in his first 4 years?
That's so different.
He didn't win the league.
I'm just naming managers. Right?
He didn't win the league.
Yeah, but he won trophies.
So Arsenal won an FA Cup.
But it's a completely different project, isn't it, in terms of...
Arsenal, you're building not expecting from them to be in a title race after 600 million spent or whatever it is.
But I don't think anyone's expected Arsenal to be in a title race this season.
No, they weren't expected to be in a title race. I think it's harsh to... For a team that 99% of people said weren't going to finish in the top four, just because they've overperformed and have put themselves in a title race, it's harsh to then call them bottlers when they probably weren't ready for it anyway.
No.
They just overachieved. And don't get me wrong, the Southampton, the West Ham results really bad. Liverpool was different. Liverpool on their day. But Everton was another one. Dyche had just come in. It was away from home.
Yeah.
And they've recovered from that. But people are also forgetting the games against Bournemouth when they came back. The amount of games they've come back this season and shown resilience. Shown the resilience to do that. Okay, yeah. When shit's hit the fan in recent weeks, West Ham, Southampton. I don't count the Liverpool one. Liverpool can do that to anyone on their day.
It's a good result, aware.
And they actually should have beat you, but
that's absolutely shameless, you know.
But those two games, Southampton and West Ham, were bad. But what disappointed me the most was the other night was pathetic. It was men against boys.
It was just passengers.
And don't get me wrong, City can do that to everyone, but it was the lack of. Like, from the get-go, you could just, like, Pep was amped up. When they got the first goal, Stones, he's like, the City were just like, this is a team who's won everything. And Arsenal were just like a shell.
I think they'd gone into the game thinking they'd lost already.
Yeah.
And it also, I think as well, the difference with the Arsenal side is that our first 11 is good, but to win a league title, you need that squad depth. And when you lose a player like Saliba, I don't think everyone realised
that's
how
difference.
Big of an impact that would have had on this season. I think with Saliba, I think the results against West Ham and Southampton are very, very different.
You know, they can take off Stones and bring in Diaz or bring in Laporte.
Yeah.
You take out Saliba and you've got Haldini.
Yeah, it's not ideal, if I'm being honest. But what it does show is that Arsenal are doing everything the correct way. And I think you're already looking at the likes of United and other teams who are looking at how Arsenal are conducting themselves and building for the future. And I think this is going to be the way a lot of clubs are actually going to start to do it. And I think you're already seeing that.
So next season, what would you realistically expect from Arsenal?
Champions League and a trophy.
Okay, so let's say what you finish for, what, a third in an FA Cup?
Yeah.
So that's a successful season?
For sure.
When?
Next season.
What, third in an FA Cup?
I think if you have to look...
Surely not.
You've got to go further.
Second in the FA Cup.
You should. Surely the game next year is to win the league after you've...
But
you've got the experience of a title race this year. You'll reinvest in the summer, possibly Declan Rice. I think the owners will back Arteta because he's proven...
If we can invest and build that depth...
But plus you want to go, you know, somewhat in the Champions League. You know, maybe quarter semis.
I'm also not used to having Champions League. It's been quite a while here. Like.
Surely, yeah. But again, don't...
But you have to understand, as an Arsenal fan...
No, don't stop that.
No, we have. We've been doing a lot.
You're one of the most successful clubs in England.
No, recent years.
Throughout your life, you've won league titles. You've won every cup competition going other than the Champions League, which you should have won.
I've seen West Brom win more trophies than Tottenham.
Or you've got...
But you got to think about, as an Arsenal fan, we are so used to Arsenal being Arsenal.
In the last 10 years,
two decades.
Well, how many FA Cups have you won?
Yeah, we've
won four
merchant,
in the last 10 years.
Yeah, like stop making out like you're this small or little Arsenal. Like you should
me club.
You should be challenging for titles.
And
you're goals next year should be to win the league.
I agree. Go for the title.
Come on, man. We can do it then. All right.
I don't think you will, but it should be. I could see Arsenal being in a top four race next year.
At what point does it get in the Premier League where we have to nerf Manchester City?
No. Well, while Pep's here, it's done.
You need to just buy experience. Players, Zinchenko, okay.
You say that though, but he's been there and done it with City.
I'm not a huge fan of Zinchenko. I think he's just a passion merchant. No,
he's good, man.
I think you just think all this style. Oh, come together, guys. Like he's trying to herd the cattle.
No, he's a good player.
I'm not
a
fan. He's really good.
No other team in the league calls it an inverted fullback. Carlo Ancelotti don't do it in Madrid when Camavinga's playing.
Liverpool.
There. Inter Milan don't do
Manchester
it.
City.
Okay, Liverpool.
John Stones.
Liverpool and
Stones is a very rare centre mid playing DM, but he actually plays there.
No,
Zinchenko is left wing, centre mid, left back. Centre back.
Yeah, so but it's Trent. Worked all year.
Trent's got the most assists in April.
Well, no, because the issue the other night was the game when Vieira played. Southampton won it.
Yeah.
Vieira just
that
ain't.
Was the lack of squad depth again.
Well, yeah, if you would have had Xhaka, that's probably a different game.
Why has he not played Trossard as much? He won Player of the Month in March and he hasn't started a game since.
It's because it's hard to drop the likes of Saka and Martinelli.
It's rotating them. Like Saka looks burnt out.
Every time
he looks mentally burnt out.
He does very, very well. He does very, very well. I will say I think a key factor, not just losing Saliba, but with Arsenal over the last few games, is the form of Thomas Partey. I think he's really dropped off a little bit, especially over the last four games. He's actually been quite poor, which is annoying because he's been one of our better players this season.
Mm-hmm.
And is that just the season's got the better of him? Is he dropped off in terms of tide? Has he switched off? Who knows?
I'll never forgive him for that strike he did against...
Someone shouted shoot in a crowd and he's heard it.
Yeah. He scored a worldie against us.
I hate when players do that. They're like 30, 40 yards out and you need a goal.
Yeah.
Put it in the box.
And it's like, oh, fuck it. Like, company goals are like one in a million. Stop it. Get the ball wide.
Yeah. But then again, that's probably a lack of experience. Perhaps.
I don't know, mate. He's played football all his life. He's played in...
He's won a league title.
Yeah, like, that's just... Sometimes players are thick, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about a lot of good players at certain clubs and a lot of bad players at certain clubs. So we're going to do a section called Ranking Every... No, fuck. Let me do that again. We got... Oh, this is all staying.
Is this an exclusive clip, by the way?
No.
No. We will now be doing ranking every club's best player in the Premier League. I got it out. Little tongue twister there. So we have to name each club's best player. We're going to start from the bottom.
We'll do it at the same time.
Yeah.
For Southampton, who's yours?
James Ward-Prowse.
I'll go Lavia.
I'll go Ward-Prowse as well. Lavia's been very good, but I just think Ward-Prowse...
Even though they're getting relegated, Ward-Prowse is going to get a move and he's sort of...
Do you know what I think? I think he'll go West Ham.
I think he's average.
West Ham?
I think where he'd do well at West Ham.
I think he's an average player myself, but...
Are you calling James Ward-Prowse a free kick merchant?
No.
Is he just Chris MD?
He's just... When I say average, I just mean for a Premier League footballer.
But do you not think what he gives to the side is so vital in football?
No, he's outside of set pieces. He's still a decent player, but I think that's about... He's that good at set pieces, it elevates him to like a good player, do you know what I mean? I've got nothing against James Ward-Prowse, but there's a reason he can't get a look in at England or stuff, you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
All right, Everton.
Everton.
Dwight McNeil.
I do like... Dwight McNeil, decent. I like Onana. I don't know. I've said it before. Mm-hmm. He's a good boy.
McNeil was a top goal.
I'm going to go Jordan Pickford.
Five goals.
A bit average, anyway.
Yeah, but five. He's like an old school 4-4-2 left midfielder.
Jordan Pickford.
Yeah, he is.
Just whip the ball in.
Jordan Pickford.
Nah, he's just a little T-Rex. Mm. He always shouts at his defenders and most things his fault. He's like, oh. No, just
I think if,
just
Everton, put a save if in. Everton didn't have Pickford, they'd be nailed on down.
I think Fraser Forster's had a better season than Pickford. And he's not even our number one.
I think Jordan Pickford's Everton's best player.
Leicester.
There's a reason he's England's number one still.
Leicester.
Well, we all know Leicester's, surely.
Who?
Madison.
Dewsbury Hall. No, Madison.
James Madison's so clear.
Yeah, it's Madison.
He's Will he go to Newcastle? I know he's expecting twins. Congratulations, James Maddison.
He's rumoured to be waiting for Spurs to see if
he's
Champions
League. I think Spurs is the right option for him because I don't... Does he start for Newcastle?
Yeah.
Right now, the way they're playing?
Yeah.
Okay, who comes out right now?
I guess you say Willock or maybe if we play him out wide, but I don't know. We rotate a lot. We're going to be in the Champions League, so there's going to be a lot.
I think with Tottenham,
the only player he's not better than in that midfield is Bruno.
Yeah,
so he obviously starts a new club.
I think with us, because we don't have a playmaker, we're missing Eriksen so bad.
Yeah,
he's been like 3 or 4 years. I think Maddison would galvanize us. Someone that could actually give the ball to
anyone that gets James Maddison's got a player on their hands.
Apparently, there's a clause if they go down, he's available for 20 million.
Jesus.
Bloody hell, they have every chance of going down. I still think it, you know, might be Forrest and Leeds.
Forrest was out.
Talking of Forrest.
Brennan Johnson or Gibbs White.
I think Gibbs White.
Brennan Johnson.
I'll go
Johnson.
I think, especially over the last few weeks, he's come up with assists and goals. I think they've been, he's come good. I know he's like, 40 million quid? But I think it's Gibbs Johnson. White. You think Brennan Johnson?
Yeah, I'll go Johnson. Yeah.
I am going to go Gibbs White. Kaelo Navas?
Maybe not anymore. I don't
know. Cheeky little one?
Yeah. Leeds United?
I mean, Nonto.
Yeah, I'll go Nonto.
No.
It's criminal that he hadn't been started.
I'd probably go Sinisterra.
I'm not a massive fan of him.
I'm not, but he's what is he, attacking fullback? I think he's...
Nonto's a game changer.
I think Nonto's class. He just hasn't.
I'm gonna go for an outside shout on Sinisterra.
Fair enough. I feel like Nonto didn't he? Get, he wasn't he benched over the last few weeks.
Yeah,
like,
he didn't even bring him on the other night against Leicester.
Why are they not? He's your best player. Why are you not using him? Every time he plays, he's dangerous.
There was one game the other day, and they were all going mad on Twitter about it.
He's starting for Italy.
Yeah, he's class.
Yeah, he's really good. West Ham. I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Rice.
Yeah, it's Ogbonna. Oh,
Mikel. Antonio.
You're going Antonio?
No, I don't know Rice. I think he's so good.
Jared Bowen.
It's Declan Rice.
Freddie Canute.
It's Declan Rice.
Yeah, it's Declan Rice.
Declan Rice is so clear. Where do you think Declan Rice ends up going in the summer if he leaves?
I still think Chelsea. I just feel like he's destined.
I'm
going to
go for an outside shout. I think he'll stay one more year.
I feel like he's one more year.
I think if he wins the Conference League with them, he'll stay.
Then he can go out a hero.
Nah, I think they'll be in the Europa League next year, West Ham, and they'll spend a bit of money. I think if Arsenal go in for him this summer, it's got to be, 70, 80 million?
Oh, it's worth it.
West Ham are going to want north of 100.
I think 70 million is a bargain for Declan Rice.
You're not going to get him for that. They're going to want north of 100.
I don't think it's a bargain, but...
I think he's...
I don't think anyone's a bargain at 70 mil.
He's top 5 centre midfielders in the league.
I would say 70 is a bargain. I know it sounds silly, but like,
this is Declan Rice we're talking about.
Declan Rice in the league.
What, you think 70 million is a bargain
for Declan Rice?
Yeah, it is.
It's relative because obviously no one's worth 70 mil, but you put relative to what people go for.
And you also, it's also the
bear in mind Haaland was 55
million. Yeah,
but that's
doesn't count.
But you also got to look at it, how much is Declan Rice worth to West Ham?
To be fair, we paid 60 for Richarlison. He's got one goal. To be fair, he scored today.
And lost
someone.
But Declan Rice, how much is Declan Rice worth to West Ham? Probably 100 million.
The amount he improves every team.
It's like Zaha's Palace. He's worth more.
Does
to
he
the
though?
Club
we haven't seen him in a better
England
team.
Shirt in the Euros.
I just think like what he does good. For West Ham. Like when they were against us,
Declan Rice, how much
he bossed midfield.
Declan Rice can travel the ball. He's one of the best dribblers in the Premier League.
But is he
over
a
long
DM,
distance?
A
is.
DM is he can spray the ball.
Is he a big fish tackle. In a small pond? If he goes to Arsenal, does he shine like that?
Yeah, he's so fucking good, this guy. I can't. He's the bollocks.
We'll see.
Wolves. Sar's not had a bad
Jose
season.
Jose Sarr, you would.
Oh, you're joking. He's had a stinking season.
I know he's conceded 6 yesterday to Brighton.
Most points out of any goalkeeper in FPL.
His distribution's terrible.
It's true.
It's Ruben Neves next.
Yeah, really? Actually, no, that is true.
I'm going to go Sarr.
Jesus.
Just with an outside
shout. No Wolves fan in the world would agree with that.
No, I remember when we were doing our best keeps in the league.
I'm going to go Max Kilman.
Jesus.
Ooh.
Max Kilman.
Diego Costa.
I've got the same barber as Max Kilman.
Because you're from Wolves.
No, it's the barber's in Bridge North.
Because
but...
you're from Wolves.
You're from Wolves, but you're a West Brom fan.
Yeah, a bit weird. Very weird.
Teams,
I'm surprised you're not a Birmingham or a Villa fan as well.
Why would I be a Birmingham or Villa fan if I'm from Wolves, like you say?
No, you're actually from Birmingham.
You swapped teams just said 5 years Wolves. Ago.
You changed your allegiances halfway through your life.
Are you a Leicester fan?
I've seen pictures of you in a Wolves top from when you were younger.
Arsenal. Let's not talk about
to be fair, figures. You are going for the Ruben Neves look, aren't you? The beard.
Is it Ollie Giroud?
No, he's
Ollie.
He's cross-eyed.
Ollie Giroud. Ruben Neves for me.
Yeah. Chelsea.
No, Bournemouth.
Oh, shit, sorry. I forgot about you, Bournemouth. Irrelevant people.
Billing. No, Bournemouth, same points as Chelsea. Who would have thought it,
has
eh?
To be, has to be Billing.
I'll go Solanke.
I would go Gary O'Neill.
Hang on. No, Gates.
It has to be Billing. Centre midfielder is their top goal scorer and probably their best player. Solanke's had like five good games.
You could say recently Marcus Tavernier.
Hey, he tore you lot to shreds.
Yes. Yeah, it's been some sort of signal error.
I think Solanke's been so improved. I've never rated him and he's really impressed me this season.
I agree.
He signed from Liverpool, wasn't it?
Yeah, years ago though.
Like, I would say Solanke just because the improvement.
He signed when
he was. I think it was, wasn't Howell he at Chelsea though? Originally? Then he went to Liverpool or something. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Talking to Chelsea.
But no, Bournemouth, we have to give credit where credit's due. Gary O'Neill's transformed that club.
Yeah, he's top five managers in the league this season.
Yeah, you eating some words there.
What?
Eating your words, aren't you?
Eating some words.
You thought they were going down.
Did you?
No.
Did you not put them bottom as well?
Nope.
Did you not put them bottom as well?
I wasn't employed at that point.
Yeah, but just in general, you thought they were going to come bottom, didn't you?
But is that not a testament to Gary O'Neill and the team?
Yeah. That's
absolutely
heroic
stuff.
I just said he's been one of the best managers in the league.
He has done a good job.
Shush.
Really good job.
I'm going Solanke.
Chelsea.
Thiago Silva.
Do they have any good players, Chelsea?
Thiago Silva.
I'd go...
Genuine.
When he's on it, João Felix. But overall, yeah, either Thiago Silva or Kovacic.
Kante?
I'd probably edge it. Thiago Silva's getting on a bit now. But
yeah, but you could say you could. The only argument against Kante is that he's been injured for like a year.
No, but he does drop the odd stinker as well when he does come back. I'll go Kovacic.
I think for consistency, it has to be Silva. You know, he's 37 years old.
Chilwell?
Nah.
Oh, shit. Sorry. No, Reece James. What am I about?
I'd still say Silva.
Nah, Reece James. For sure.
It's been the same since Vinny Jr. completely put him in half.
Who am I going to go for? Question. I'm going to go for Thiago Silva.
Fair.
Rolls Royce.
But Reece James also a big shout. You know, we're big fans of Reece. I think you like this.
You're missing a clear one.
Here we go.
Who?
Oh, most assists since signing for Chelsea.
Ballon d'Or winner Mudryk.
In such a short amount of time, he's already the highest assist maker, Mudryk.
Why are you bringing that up like I've brought that up?
No, I'm saying like he's a great
shot.
See that? You know what I mean?
Say, man, most assists.
Palace.
Eze or Zaha. Either one.
No Zaha.
I'll rate Zaha. I think, you know, I'm highly outrate Eze. I think he's
amazing. Eze is the fucking bollocks, man. He's so good. I'm so happy that...
Where'd he come from? Is it QPR?
Yeah, we tried to sign him and then I think he realized.
You know how a lot of players, if they get a big injury like Eze had, that could be their career, you know.
He's come back
you're not the same player,
ever.
But he's come back better. That
yeah,
is
he has done well.
Amazing.
He's one of the most naturally gifted players I've seen in a long while. Like my mate
said to me, Dan Stannard, shout out Stannard, could he get in the England squad at some point?
I want him in there. I'd start him.
Really?
I'd have him over like Mason Mount.
Yeah, he's just a billboard at Stamford Bridge.
Like, imagine like Eze with Rice and Bellingham or...
Stop it, you're getting me wet.
Exactly. But that might be a bit too attacky, to be fair. But who have we got next?
I think you're doing it disrespect to Zaha, especially over the last... I think a lot of Palace fans will say Zaha.
Why is that disrespectful?
Because he's the man, isn't he?
He is the man, but I just think Eze's better.
Yeah, I do fucking love Eze.
He has been quality.
Brentford.
Tony.
You've missed Fulham.
Oh, I have missed Fulham.
Paulinho.
Yeah, I think the next two we all know is Paulinho for Fulham. And then
Tony for Brentford.
And then Brighton, I'll go Mitoma.
McAllister.
I think it is between Mitoma and McAllister. Or
Caicedo. He's fucking good, you know, he is.
They've got a lot of good players.
They have got a lot of good players. Solly March.
I think...
Even Pascal Gross.
Yeah. I think Mitoma, just for the flair aspect.
Yeah,
I think
McAllister's mustard.
I agree.
That's a pet player.
I'm an eye test merchant, I am, and I'm going to go Mitoma.
McAllister's a pet player. I wouldn't be surprised if they
I think he'll go Liverpool. I think McAllister's got Liverpool. I can see that.
I think if they lose, when they lose Gundogan and Silva, I think McAllister will be perfect for them.
What, City?
Yeah. I think that's a proper pet player.
Villa.
Villa!
Watkins.
Watkins for me this season.
Absolute machine.
He's been brilliant. Brilliant.
Anyone else get a shout out Villa or not? Martinez? World Cup winner?
No, I wouldn't put him as one of their best players.
Well, I would.
They've got Kamara in midfield.
I think Martinez is their top three.
I'll tell you who has a good good few performances. Yeah. Dendonka.
Jacob Ramsey.
Moreno. Yeah, Ramsey's a good shout.
It's Watkins, isn't it?
Yeah. It is Watkins. I think Martinez is second at Villa. I really do.
No.
Mate, it's Martin, World Cup winner Martinez.
Matty Cash.
So is Hugo Lloris.
Years ago.
So is Mustafi. Ryan Bertrand's won a championship.
Otamendi's just won a World Cup.
I think you're disrespecting Emi Martinez.
That's Romero.
Spurs.
Well, only one answer.
Yeah.
Next. Move on. Harry Kane.
Liverpool.
Salah. The amount of goals he scored.
Not Van Dijk?
Nah, Salah. Van Dijk got put on his backside by Perisic.
Alisson?
Nah, Salah.
You got to say Alisson if he's the best keeper in the world.
Yeah, I think I'd
go Alisson. Is he the best keeper in the world?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
So Courtois must play cricket then.
He's better than Courtois.
Hang on. Hang on.
He's way better than Courtois.
At what? Distribution, no.
Say that again.
Courtois is a better goalkeeper than Alisson.
No, distribution.
Okay, one little hiccup against Liverpool. Alisson had hiccups in that game as well.
No, you think Courtois is a better distributor than Alisson? That is fucking crazy.
The only thing that Alisson is better is one-on-one saving. That man in the match performance against Liverpool, he was a machine. And it's been a machine most of this season.
Yeah, to be fair to Courtois, he's actually a very good goalie.
He's unreal. God.
He's not better than Alisson.
Nah, he's just...
Why don't they have like a penalty shootout off against each other?
He's not, mate. If it weren't for Alisson, Liverpool would look like in a relegation battle.
And if it wasn't for Courtois, they'd been destroyed.
Against who?
One game for starters, the final. He made 11 saves. He broke a record. The most amount of saves in the Champions League final.
Yeah, but they weren't like amazing
saves.
Yes,
they were.
Oh, come on.
He had like three worldies.
He literally saved the Titanic in that game. Nah, he was unbelievable.
Nah. Okay, we'll let the comments decide this one. Who's a better goalkeeper, Courtois or Alisson?
And explain, just let us know why it's Alisson.
Let us know why you think it as well, so we can ridicule
one,
your
one-on-one saves. Alisson's elite, I'll give you that. He's unreal.
Distribution as well, way better. Way better.
Set pieces, he's pony.
No, I don't agree. He collects often. What about the game?
He didn't even collect today against bloody Richarlison.
It was on the fucking penalty spot.
Oh, come on.
What'd you expect him to come out for that?
Yeah, punch it.
No.
Like any goalkeeper would.
No.
Moving on to Manchester United.
Rashford.
Not Bruno?
No, Rashford.
Casemiro?
No, Rashford.
Casemiro.
Casemiro.
No. Right, Rashford's won him so many games.
No, he's a purple patch player.
What?
Outrageous. He is?
That's outrageous.
What? He is?
That's rude.
No, he's not. Rashford's a really talented player.
He's in the new camp and had him on skates.
Yeah, you keep talking about individual moments.
Okay, what's he got this season? 14 goals in the league?
And what about the last two or three seasons? He's not a consistent...
What are we talking about this season?
No, we're just talking who's the best player.
Yeah, this season it's Rashford.
Who do they miss more?
They miss Casemiro, yeah, but Rashford's won them so many games. Without Rashford, they wouldn't be...
So is Casemiro. Some of the goals he scored. He scored a lot of goals this season. I think it's Casemiro.
I think it's tighter than you lot give credit where credit is due.
About what?
Between Rashford and Casemiro for best player at United.
I didn't say it's not close.
Oh, fair enough, dude.
Cheers, dude.
No, it is. Who am I going to say? So you're going Rashi, you're going Cassie. I'm going...
David De Gea.
You're going to go Sancho, aren't you?
Go on. Post.
No, Casemiro.
Newcastle. It's Bruno G next.
Joe Willock? Isaac?
Oh, Jesus.
Botman?
Isaac?
I think it is Bruno Trippier? G, but like Trippier? Isak slowly has been getting a good argument.
Trippier?
He's great, but not better than Bruno G. I don't think Trippier gets in every team in the league, but like Bruno G has a shout.
Yeah. Okay, as defensive and offensive right backs, how many are they better than Trippier in the league?
Reece James.
Doing both. And actually going up and down. Ben White, maybe?
Reece James.
Ben White.
Yeah, go Ben. Yeah, Reece James, Ben White.
I just think it's like
and Ben White.
No, but you're narrowing it down to make it suit Trippier. But
no, I'm just saying at Trippier.
Not Walker's a better right back than Trippier. Trent's a better footballer than Trippier. He's probably not as solid.
Trippier's just like very good overall. Yeah, but he's not like a
7 out of 10 everywhere.
Pope's had a really good season.
Yeah, they have, but they're
Newcastle not... got so many choice, but it is Bruno.
You're talking Bruno's he's like Champions League level, Lenny.
Well, he is, because they're in the Champions League. Okay. Yeah, Bruno G.
They're not actually yet.
Mm, they will be. Mm. Arsenal.
Saka. Has to be Saka.
Could you make a case for Saliba?
Or Jesus.
Odegaard.
Martinelli, even after this season.
I think I'd go Saka. Yeah,
Partey.
Saka's
not recently.
Saka's been unbelievable.
No, it's Saka.
Yeah,
Saka. It is Saka. Here's one for you lot.
Oh,
Manchester City. Who's their best player?
I'll go De Bruyne, but I could understand why people would say Haaland.
But could you understand why people would say Ruben Dias?
Okay, let's do
Ruben
John
Dias.
Stones.
John Stones is the best defender in the league.
I wouldn't argue that. But
top three this season would be obviously Haaland.
De Bruyne has been like the best player in the league for like 5 years, man.
He's been top five players in the world for like 5 years. Ridiculous.
Do we all agree?
Who are you going then?
I've gone De Bruyne.
Haaland. 50 goals in all comps is just nuts.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, but De Bruyne is a better player, isn't he?
Oh, of course, yeah. Harry Kane.
So who is City's best player? Haaland. Yeah, but De Bruyne is a better player, isn't he? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, De Bruyne is a better player, but Harry Kane's a better player than Haaland.
I agree.
No, he's not.
But is it best performer or best player?
Harry Kane a better footballer than Haaland.
Hang on.
Haaland's got more to a game than Harry Kane.
No, Haaland outside of goal scoring doesn't do anything. John Carew's more useful.
He's older plays very
hold up play wise. Haaland.
Harry Kane sprays it around like pure prime.
No, I agree. I think Kane's got
centre midfield.
I think Kane's got more to his game, but it's very close.
I think Haaland has more to his game now. I think he does. His hold up play is on par with Harry Kane.
No, it's not.
He can score a more range of goals than Harry Kane.
No, he can't.
Yes, he can, mate. Yes,
how often
does
he score from outside the box?
He scored once.
Of course, he could score more range
once
goals than Harry Kane. Harry Kane can't do a backwards flying bicycle.
Oh my God, Theo, you talk like it's fucking pro evolution soccer.
Harry Kane don't have pace. Haaland's got pace.
Doesn't need
pace. That's one thing. It's one attribute.
Harry Kane is only one of three players.
How often does Haaland score from outside the box? Does he score free kicks? No. Does he score from outside? You said he can score more range of goals just because he does a flying bicycle kick.
Is he a better header of the ball than Kane? I don't think so.
No.
Right?
Kane's better with both feet.
He's a harsh with the ball.
He can score different types of goals in terms of the range.
Who's a better finisher?
I'd say Kane's a better finisher.
He won Golden Boot and Playmaker at Tottenham. We had no playmaker.
Haaland's unbelievable, but I'd edge it Kane.
Fair enough, lads. Kane's probably the second best striker in Europe, outside of Benzema.
No, I don't know. I think, but
Benzema, when it comes to clutch time, he delivers like a postman.
Yeah, he's unreal.
Yeah, he's unreal. Right, fair enough. I'll listen to your point.
I'll be honest though.
I
only got annoyed because you said he can score more time, which is just not true.
I think people like to latch on with the idea that Haaland's not this complete striker.
Do you know what I mean? Like you seen it the other day against Arsenal, that fucking first goal
when he kills it and pins.
Yeah, his hold up play and overall game, he's actually better than I gave him credit for.
He's improving under Pep. I just don't think his all round game is as good as Kane's.
No, yeah, it's
and then you got to remember he's only 22. He should also
22.
Yeah, he's only 22.
Yeah, Haaland's 22.
But then another argument could be, all right, fair enough. Kane does more, but that means...
He has to do more because he's in a team.
I get that, but also, even if he played for City, he wouldn't score the amount of goals Haaland does because Haaland is just all about goals, where Kane isn't. He wants to get involved. So you could argue Kane can score more types of goals, but it doesn't matter because Haaland just scores more.
But as a footballer, Kane's a better player.
Yeah, Kane's a better footballer, yeah.
But who do you take in a team, Kane or Haaland?
I think it depends on the team.
As a Pep team, you take Haaland because he's just there to put the ball in the back of the net.
You say that, though. 6 months ago, most people would have said Kane because the way he plays and drops in.
I mean, what's he got, 25 goals this season?
Kane's having like his best season ever and it's been overshadowed.
If Haaland wasn't in the league, Kane would have already won the Golden Boot.
Or like, say Liverpool 2 seasons ago, you'd take Kane in that team, not Haaland. But, I don't know, Chelsea right now, you're taking Haaland, aren't you?
Yeah, goal machine.
You take either Kane or
Haaland. Well, no, yeah, I know, but if you
Premier League's blessed to have two of the best strikers in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's it. That's the rest of the teams. By the way, I'm going to say KDB for my Manchester City player.
Oh? Yeah, so let us know in the comments if you agree with every single one of those.
Tom, it's time to talk Super 6 because I have had my best week so far. Oh, yeah. Come on. He's pulled a Reeve out of the bucket. I'm on 13 points.
Is that it?
That is my best I've ever had so far. Previous to that, it was 11. I've had an absolute blinder. I can't lie. I've done really well. What about you though?
Well, I've had one of my worst weeks. I got 10 points. Although, actually, no, my first week, I think I got 2.
So, you've just done all right. I got Brighton Wolves 2-0. Obviously, the final score is 6-0. I correctly guessed the scoreline for Brentford Forest. Oh, yeah. I've gone from 0 points on that to the correct scoreline thanks to two late goals by Brentford. Absolutely smashed it. City to win. I'd predicted a 1-1 draw between Man United. I predicted 4-0 for Newcastle Southampton. I predicted 2-1 Liverpool. So I got I got 5 out of 6 results correct.
And me. And I would have got 6 if Spurs would have held on for a draw.
Well, I predicted United Villa to have a low scoring game.
I predicted 2-1.
Oh, so you got a correct result then. Wow.
Hang on, you didn't get 5 out of 6, right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, did you predict Liverpool?
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Yeah. I knew you got United wrong.
Yeah, man. I did all right, to be fair. I wonder how Reeves got on. Do we know? I don't think we do we? Yeah, unfortunately, he's not here. RIP and all that. But how are you doing this year? Where are you doing? I'm not doing that great. Reeves holding down the fort for pitch side in our pitch side mini league right now. He's like, I'm pretty sure he's like 40th in the pitch side mini league.
Most weeks I get about between 10 and 12 points, to be honest.
That's pretty consistently all right, you are.
Yeah,
look, as I said, it's not too late to join the pitch side mini league right now. You can use the link in the description down below to download Super 6. Use the code PTCHS6 to join our mini league. Almost 8,000 of you. But we're not there yet. So download it. Join up, it's free to play, and obviously you have a free shot at winning £250,000. And if you sadly don't win the 250, you could win a £100 Classic Football Shark voucher by winning the round in the Pitchside Mini League. It's pretty darn good. Now, Tom, I want to talk to you about next season. I know it's a little bit early to be doing it, but this top four, I don't think anyone would have predicted this season.
Oh, no.
There's no way.
I don't think people would have had Arsenal or Newcastle in their top four.
Oh, no way. Well,
No way.
But will next season's be more predictable now that you've seen the squads like Arsenal, like Newcastle? Or do you think someone like Brighton could sneak in?
Well, no, because you've got to remember, you'd expect... I mean, we say this every year, don't we, about teams.
Yeah.
They should be better next year. But Liverpool, Chelsea should be better. Spurs should be, in theory, but they probably won't, especially if they lose.
Arsenal should be with a young squad. And more investment in the summer, hopefully.
Yeah, so the current top four will invest and improve, but like your big hitters like Chelsea, Liverpool, you'd expect to be in and around. But
you could see the formation of a top six.
Yeah.
A big six.
I think
breakaways.
Yeah. Other than Chelsea, you've just had a stinker this season. I think we're already kind of seeing it. But is Spurs going to get like Nagelsmann or something? You never know, do you?
But if they lose Kane, could that be a blessing in disguise for them?
It's £100 million investment, isn't it?
Notoriously, they don't spend their money very well.
That is very true.
Yeah, they don't do so well.
The Bale money was absolutely thrown up the wall.
If Man United signed Kane, yeah, do they have shot the title?
They still need a few more players.
Do you think?
Yeah. Just the depth. Like when Casemiro's out, they look shocking.
Mm.
I think they need a goalie. I think they need another centre mid and a striker.
I think they need a more progressive goalie who can play with his feet. Now,
especially how Ten Hag wants to play. I'd also maybe another defender somewhere.
Centre-half.
Maybe a right back.
But the problem they got with United fans is David De Gea has been arguably their best player over the last 10 years. If not, no, yes. He's won like 2 player of the seasons for them.
I know, but...
Maybe even more.
He makes good saves, but he's so bad with his feet. He doesn't claim crosses.
His time's up.
He doesn't command his area. He's just not a modern goalie.
He could go back to Spain.
Yeah, like... Levante.
Who do they sign then? David Raya?
He'd be a good signing from Brentford, yeah. The guy from Milan.
Maignan.
I don't know how to say it.
Maignan.
I don't think it's like that.
Yeah, what about Dragon from CSK? Is that? Oh, Dragon. Yeah, Dragon League nerds. Let me hear your top four then for next year. It's tough.
I'm going to go City.
Oh, that's so boring.
I'm going to go City, United, Liverpool, Arsenal.
Fourth.
No, sorry. City, United... God, this is actually really tough. City, United, Liverpool, Chelsea.
You don't think Arsenal get top four?
I think you'll have a bit of a crash next year. You'll have Champions League.
Ain't no way, man. Ain't no way. I don't think so. Here's what I think. Call me stupid.
Stupid.
Don't actually call me stupid.
Oh, sorry.
A lot of people call me stupid at the start of the season when I said Arsenal would win the league. We might not win the league, but we've given it a real good go. Arsenal will sign Declan Rice. We'll build. We got this young side, hungry. We got Saliba back. Arsenal to win the title next year. City to come second, only by 1 point. It'll be redemption arc. Manchester United third. Newcastle United 4th, Liverpool 5th, Chelsea 6th. I'll keep going if you need me to keep going. I think genuinely for a neutral or someone that doesn't support any of the teams in the top 6, it'll be an exciting season next year because there are so many good teams now.
Yeah, what am I on about putting Liverpool in? I'll swap Liverpool for Arsenal. So I'll go City, United, Arsenal, Chelsea.
Do you not think Newcastle have a shot though? Do you think you disrespect them?
Yeah, no, they definitely have a shot. Yeah, obviously.
But I think they got a bigger shot than
I just
some
think
of the
it'll be a bit of a shock to them having Champions League and...
But if they keep investing...
I know, but they haven't...
They could... Because they've now got Champions League, could sign Champions League players, which means they've got the experience automatically.
No, and this year they haven't had like that many issues with injuries and stuff.
True,
like
but that's my point. If they get these Champions League experience players, then they've got squad depth from players from this season.
But who's to say they're going to go and buy... I don't know. We don't know. We're guessing because we haven't seen who team's signing. So I'm completely guessing.
Do you think...
I think as it stands at the minute, which is all I can go off, Newcastle don't have enough depth to have a Champions League campaign next year.
Do you think Arsenal can compete with City again? Can anyone compete with City?
But again, it depends. We don't know who City are going to lose in the summer. There's talks of Gundogan, Silva leaving... But then looks like Bellingham might go there. It is very early to try and...
Kane to United obviously could be huge for them.
Kane will probably go United and they'll probably sign another midfielder. You'd hope, that they'd hope anyway. And then I just think Chelsea with Poch coming in and they sort of strike. I think they could... That one's probably a bit of a wild card. But
Chelsea.
Yeah. If you put a gun to my head...
They might have Lukaku back, man.
Well, yeah, if you put a gun to my head, I'd probably edge it Newcastle, but I just think Chelsea may. They've only got the league next year. New manager, fine. He might sort them out.
There could be something happening over.
Kunku's coming. They'll probably sign a striker. I think they might be able to sort that and get top four.
They could sign a striker, but the curse is still there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they went in for Tony. If he's not banned.
West London.
Again, we don't know what's going on with him, do we?
Well, we don't even know if Manchester City might... Manchester City might get points deducted. Do you know what I mean? Manchester City could, out of nowhere, get 20 points taken off them this season and Arsenal could be given a title.
Mm.
Well, Juventus got their points back out of nowhere, didn't they? Now they're not going to get taken away again until potentially next year when they can have another retrial. There's so much going on over Juventus. Anything can happen in football, man.
Yeah, perfect.
But as I said, that's our top four. Leave your top four predictions for next season in the comments down below, and you know, let us know how what you thought of this season's top four, because it's been a bit of a crazy season.
Yes,
because there's so many battles all over the league at the moment. There's like the first and second, there's third and fourth, there's fifth to seventh, relegation,
ninth, relegation. Yeah. It was like 11th down.
At the current time of recording this, Bournemouth from the same points as Chelsea.
Mm.
It's an absolute crazy season right now. But as I said, there's currently over 7,500 of you in our Pitchside Super 6 mini league. 7,530 to be precise. We're trying to hit 8,000 before the end of the season.
Easy, come on.
So what do they need to do?
It's free to play. It's free to play. Click the link in the description below or join using the code PTCHS6. And you could win 250,000 knickers if you correctly predict 6 results.
But if you don't, then you could also win a £100 classic football shirt voucher by winning the round in the Pitchside Mini League. And congratulations, Robert Williams. You've obviously come top with 21 points. And you've got yourself a £100 classic football shirt voucher. Super 6 will be in touch as soon as possible. It's a short £250,000. So make sure you sign up using our link in the description down below or use the code PTCHS6. Now, in May... there's 4 rounds. It's busy. It's not too late, which means there's potentially a million quid.
Million quid.
That could be one. I'm still going for it. I've done all right this week, as I said. It's just we keep getting these freak results, like 6-0s, 4-3s.
Yeah, you're right.
We are getting these weird results.
What was the one the other day? Was it 5-1? No, the Spurs, Newcastle. Yeah.
Some people out there are predicting these dodgy results, but you lot are weird. And you know what? If you're weird, you could win £250,000 and the £100 classic football shirt voucher. The fixtures for the weekend in Super 6 then. We've got City Leeds, Spurs Palace, Bournemouth Chelsea on the same points. Wolves Villa, Liverpool Brentford and Newcastle Arsenal. Two huge games for Arsenal coming up.
Mm.
What's the easiest out of them games to predict, do you think?
City Leeds. That's going to be a hammering.
But imagine Leeds just go to the Etihad and
They're not going to score.
They might. You never know.
5-0.
5-0, what do you think? 5?
Mm-hmm.
7? 9?
No, 5.
5. Okay, remember, as I said, it's a free shot, £250,000, so you may as well get involved. And if you're wondering how many people have won this season, the answer is 3.
Très bon.
Tres. Tres peoples. No, I don't speak Spanish. That have won £250,000, and you could be the 4th. So use the link in the description down below to sign up. Or use the code PTCHS6. Right, it's always my favourite time when I do this because, Tom, you've had a bit of a stinker recently when it comes to the quiz. You're getting outshone by
Because
Bakey.
Louis always does weird, like, little
I reign supreme when it comes to... And actually...
No, you don't. That's such
a lie. And actually, you know what? We haven't done... We'll get an update next week, I guess, on score predictions because I have had...
Yeah, we'll do it with when Reeves back.
We'll do it with Reeves back because I've had a pretty good weekend of score predictions.
Okay, I'm going to need buzzer noises from everyone.
Yeah, carrot.
Paul.
Cheesecake.
Very nice. Okay, we're doing Who Am I?
Oh, I like this one. I like this one a lot.
So, I have played with Titus Bramble, Daryl Yanmat.
Why do you keep bringing Titus Bramble up?
I think that's why it was in my head earlier. Titus Bramble, Yanmat, Debussy, Townsend, and Owen.
Paul. Steven Tyler.
No.
Nah. Cheesecake. Dimitri Payet.
No.
It's someone in Turkey.
No,
from Turkey.
He said it's a Newcastle player.
So I played with Titus Bramble, Daryl Yanmat, Debussy.
Debussy?
Yeah.
Townsend and Owen.
Oh, Michael Owen?
Oh, yes, he's a Newcastle player.
I didn't
hear
you say Newcastle player.
He didn't.
Did you say Newcastle player?
I didn't say
he didn't, but they've all played for Newcastle.
They have all played for Newcastle, but then that might be a trick question.
Come on, sure go.
Michael Owen played for Manchester United.
Just hurry up.
And Liverpool. I'm going to go with... bit of a dodgy one here. You're going to have to push me for an answer, are you? I'm going to go with Nicky Butt.
No. The clue is I have never played for Newcastle.
I see, you fucking little pricks.
So there's me.
So name the players again.
Titus Bramble, Daryl Yanmat, Debussy, Townsend, and Owen.
What Townsend? What, Townsend?
I think it's Andros.
Didn't Debussy play for...
He hasn't played for Newcastle.
He hasn't played for Newcastle.
Debussy's played for Arsenal.
Yeah, he has played for Arsenal.
And he's playing in France as well.
He could be a Frenchman. I think Turkey. I've got this weird... Playing in Turkey somewhere.
Is it... Oh, we can't ask for any clues, can we?
Titus Bram... Who the hell...
I'll give you another clue. I currently play... for Brighton.
Paul... Danny Welbeck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Where did Welbs play with Titus Bramble?
It must have been... Is it England? No, I don't know. Bramble
Watford,
played.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, it could have been. And then, like, Townsend must have been England. But
that's hard.
You're saying England national team?
Must have been.
Oh, that was a... Mate, that was a tough one
to
start
on. It was a toughie,
on.
Wasn't it? Should get a bit easier now. I was the leader and captain of my team. But then I changed clubs to win the Premier League.
Oh, Paul. Carrot, that was me.
That was me.
That was
Paul.
That was me.
That was me.
That was me.
No, it weren't.
That was me.
No, it weren't.
That
first
was me.
One I heard was Carrot.
You fucking knobhead.
Oh, no, but the worst thing is it could be a number of players here.
Go on.
I think you're trying to make us think it's Van Persie, but because we've just watched the Spurs match, I'm going to go Sol Campbell.
Wrong. No. You buzzed.
I was going to go Sol Campbell. Was Van Persie captain?
Say the question again. I was the captain and leader of my team.
I was the leader and captain of my team, but then I changed clubs to win the Premier League, and I also had a... I didn't get to the rest bit because these...
Van Persie.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I like it.
You're so annoying, Liz, man.
You should have let me go first. I would have got it wrong.
Came to England to become a champion.
Wait, say that again.
I came to England to become a champion, but I could not win in the Premier League. But I won the Europa League... And also, Mourinho loved me very much.
Cheesecake, Paul. Zlatan.
Yes.
And Mourinho loved me very much.
I started my career at the Barcelona Academy in the Premier League. I played for Everton and Watford.
Carrot, that was me. That was me, Delafeo.
Yes, sir. I am one of the best footballers in Premier League history. In 2002-2003 season, I scored 24
Paul,
goals.
Carrot.
That was me, 100%. Thierry Henry.
Carrot.
That wasn't Carrot.
Yeah, you're right. Thierry Henry. I started, for the extra hard bonus question, I started my career at the Man United Academy. I played for the Ireland youth team, but then I chose England.
Paul. Shit.
Could be a few players, this.
I started at United and then chose England. Fuck.
Now, come on, mate.
I went too early, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, man.
Oh, jeezy peeps.
Speak up,
I started at United and then I played for Ireland.
You think I chose England?
It's a bonus question, mate. Can I spit it out?
You need to push for a question. Like,
I'm just going to answer it for you, lad.
I've got...
Say a player.
Scholes.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. What? But then I chose England. In 2019, I became the bronze medalist of the League of Nations. Who am I?
2019?
Mm-hmm.
What?
As a manager?
Player.
Surely not. Carrot?
No, Carrot didn't start at United. That's your guess.
But surely it's not... Surely it was Villa. Grealish?
No.
Oh. Well, you never know. 2019.
I get another clue now, don't I?
No, you have to... did you guess yet?
No, you haven't guessed.
You have to have your guess. First rounds of guesses.
I started at United as a youth team. I played for Ireland. Yeah. What was the other part? 2002?
But then I chose England. In the 2019, I became the bronze medalist of the League of Nations.
Well, I have no idea.
What the hell, man? This is really tough.
Can I push for an answer?
This is fucking hard. Really hard.
Do we know the player?
Yeah, man. Extra bonus question. Need an answer.
Come on.
I don't know. I'm just going to go... Neville.
No. I currently play for Everton.
Paul. Michael Keane.
Yes. Correcto, sir.
Yeah, of course he did, because he was with there was another player who left United at the same time who didn't go to Everton, he went to someone else.
Do you know
you
what?
Think about Johnny Evans?
You could have given me an hour and I would not have got that.
Well, that is the quiz, boys.
Bloody hell. That was Neville. What a complete knob.
That was tough, Lewis. That was really, really tough.
Extra hard bonus question.
It was an extra hard bonus question, mate.
Yes, silly.
That is the end, though, sadly. Find out next week on the latest updates on mine and Reeves' battle. You'll actually like this. On our score predictions, because the loser has to get a tour of the Spurs stadium in a full kit and boots. And we're both Arsenal fans.
Please let me be there.
Not looking forward to it for Reeve, because that won't be me. If you have enjoyed this episode, be sure to drop a like, subscribe. Obviously, check out Henry. We'll use the link in the description down below. Make sure you sign up to Super 6. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.